It's the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for March 1st, 2021. Can you believe it's March already? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, we've gone from the deep, deep freeze to massive snow melt all over the state. The Great Lakes reached 46% of ice cover below, a bit below normal, but 50% higher than the predictions of just a month ago. Number two, fully vaccinated. Does this mean you don't have to be concerned if you're exposed to COVID-19? That's what you'd like to think, right? We'll talk about that. Plus, number one, where is Joe Biden? Where is Joe Biden? For my entire adult life, except for one time, there has been an address by the new president of the United States within a month or so of taking the office. Donald Trump, the latest, at February the 28th, 2017. The first address not called a State of the Union address. Just an address before a joint session of Congress, oftentimes focusing on the economy or other big issues at hand. The only person that didn't do that in modern times, Richard Nixon, and that's because Lyndon Johnson gave a State of the Union address just a couple of days before he left office. So basically it occurred, so they just left it alone, right? So here we are wondering, where is Joe Biden? Well, here, let me give you the answer. We're told there's going to be an address before a joint session of Congress, but they've given no date. It's March. And in fact, let me give you the dates. Jimmy Carter, February of 77. Reagan, February 81. George H.W. Bush, February of 89. Bill Clinton, February of 93. George W. Bush, February of 01. Barack Obama, February 09. And Trump, like I just said, February of 17. It happens in February. Except John Kennedy did it in January of 61. Ike Eisenhower, February of 53. And I could just continue to point out the fact that it's March. We have no date on the calendar for Joe Biden to appear. And you want to know why? Domestic terrorism. White supremacy. Yet Joe Biden can't come to the Capitol because of white supremacy and domestic terrorism. That's the bunk that they're trying to feed you and I. That's why they still have 4,000, you know, or more National Guard stationed around the Capitol and the White House with razor wire, making it look like Sarajevo or Caracas or whatever. It's bunk, my friends. There's no credible threat that any of these, and honestly, who do you think is going to come blow up the Capitol? The guy that was dressed up with face paint and a buffalo head on top of his own head, that the buffalo hat guy, do you think he's going to come blow up the Capitol? Give me a break. But Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said that security will remain tight because of intelligence that some militia groups that attacked the Capitol on January 6th have threatened to blow up the complex. Please. If they're going to do that, why didn't that happen on January the 6th? If they're going to make such a strategic and forceful attack. So here you go. Jimmy Carter did his on his first joint session of Congress was February of 77, Reagan of February of 81, but Reagan gave a State of the Union address in writing in 1981, but he still addressed a joint session of Congress February the 18th, 1981. And the list goes on and on. The Associated Press reported back a while ago that it was supposed to happen the 23rd of February. Although the mainstream press is issuing fact checks to dispute the claim, Biden was supposed to have had one by February 20th. The AP earlier reported that he was supposed to have one by February the 23rd. Neither of which have happened. If Joe Biden doesn't give his State of the Union before we get into March, and this is an article from last week, then it'll be the latest for any modern presidents. But we're not going to get any State of the Union or any address to a joint session of Congress anytime soon. Now we're told the soonest it can happen is if and when the $1.9 trillion boondoggle of a spending plan gets pushed through, which, by the way, this is spending billions of dollars over the next decade. This whole idea that somehow this is for pandemic relief is nonsense. This is spending that goes through 2031, some of it. 10 years from now. Some of the money they're trying to ram down your throat right now, they still want you on the hook paying for 10 years from today. Less than 10% of this entire $1.9 trillion mess has anything to do at all with the pandemic. Lies, lies, and then really big lies. That's a fact. All right, question for you. We'll wait for Joe Biden to appear. Don't expect it to happen. Their new excuse is that militias and white supremacists and domestic terrorists are all going to put it to... Come on. As if the threat of the Capitol and the White House being attacked is any different today than it's ever been. It's the most highly defended city in the world is Washington, D.C. The most highly defended city in the world. Oh, but we can't have a State of the Union address? Give me a break. Was Donald Trump less of a target than Joe Biden? No. Was Barack Obama less of a target than Donald Trump? No. George W. Bush, less than Barack Obama? No. They've all been targets. They are the American president. They're always targeted. Joe Biden is no more targeted than anybody else. In fact, I would suggest maybe less. Fact of the matter is he cannot cognitively deliver a coherent, comprehensive State of the Union. He can't do it with or without a prompter. He cannot stand out there and give a 40-minute speech. He's not capable. You know it, and so do I. Anyhow, here's your next question. The fully vaccinated people need to have a quarantine after COVID-19 exposure. The vaccines have been rolling out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updating its guidelines as it learns about more vaccines. Have you ever gotten a flu vaccination? This is very simple. Have you gotten a flu vaccination in your life? I have. Got lots of them. You know what? People still get the flu. Shock. Now, if you get, you know, vaccinated for German measles or smallpox or other things, it seems that the vaccination hangs on longer, but the fact of the matter is the COVID vaccination might be about as useful as the flu vaccination, meaning maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Meaning we have to learn to live with COVID. It's going to be out there. We're going to have to learn to live with other infectious diseases. You know why? Because they also are in our environment. Infectious disease is in our environment every day. Wash your hands. Look after yourself. And protect vulnerable people. That's never going to change. Take the masks off. Let's move forward. Let's get on with our lives. All right? Who's with me? 14 after.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.